Praise be Jesus and Mary. We will celebrate the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception on Saturday, December 8th. And so right now, we're in the middle of praying the novena in preparation for the Immaculate Conception. And it's appropriate that we begin this new liturgical year, this time of Advent, during the novena of the Immaculate Conception. Because the Blessed Virgin Mary precedes and announces the coming of Christ. Advent means coming, and during this time of Advent, we consider both the first and the second coming of Christ. The first coming of Christ in his humility, and the second coming of Christ in his glory. And so it's appropriate that we begin this time during the novena of the Immaculate Conception, because it is Our Lady who again precedes and announces the coming of Christ. The Immaculate Conception was, in fact, the beginning of our redemption. That moment when Our Lady is immaculately conceived, and the foreseen merits of Christ's redemption are applied to her, first and foremost. As Blessed John Duns Scotus says, she is the perfect fruit of the perfect redemption by a perfect Redeemer. And so the Immaculate Conception marks the triumph, God's triumph over sin, Satan, and death, precedes the coming of the Redeemer, announces the coming of the Redeemer. Now we see in the Gospel, our Lord talks about signs which will precede the coming of that day of justice. He says, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. And you know, these words of our Lord reminded me of the words of Our Lady at Fatima. They're very similar. Our Lady at Fatima also foretold a day of God's justice when she said, when you see a night illumined by an unknown light, know that this is the great sign given you by God. That sign preceded the beginning of World War II. Our Lord warns us in the Gospel. He says, beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness, from sin. And what does Our Lady tell us at Fatima? She says, if people do not cease offending God, he is about to punish the world for its crimes. Blessed John Paul II, in his encyclical, Mother of the Redeemer, says that Our Lady will be united with our Lord in his final coming. He says this, quote, if as Virgin and Mother she was singularly united with him in his first coming, so through her continued collaboration with him, she will also be united with him in expectation of the second. Redeemed in an especially sublime manner by reason of the merits of her Son, she also has that specifically maternal role of mediatrix of mercy at his final coming. And so we see that Our Lady comes to us at Fatima as the mediatrix of mercy, okay, exhorting us to conversion, to make sacrifices, and to pray. And this is basically what our Lord also says in today's Gospel, when he says, be vigilant at all times and pray. And so this is what we should be doing during the season of Advent, the season of expectation of the coming of Christ, both to celebrate his first coming, but also to prepare ourselves for that unexpected second coming. Sacrifices and prayer. vigilance, and prayer, so that we can celebrate worthily the first coming of Christ and be prepared for the second. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.